We're doing Yov. We're up to what's called the 33rd chapter, the 30th Pasuk, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Lamed. And Yov had been discussing, over here it's not Yov, it's Elihu ben Barachel, who's been discussing that God has a system in which God first gives a guy a warning, sometimes he has a dream, and then it evolves into pain, into a punishment. So he had said in Pasuk Chafte, Ten Kolele Yifal Kel, all of these God does, Pamaim Shaloshim Gaver, there are like two, three stages that God does with a person of warning and then punishment. Lashiv Nafsho, Mini Shachat, so as to save a person's soul from the grave. Le'or Be'or HaChayim, so that his soul will give life, will give light, the light of life, the eternal light. Hakshev Yov Shimali. Yov says, you said that God gives no answer to mankind. That's not so. God does give an answer. The answer is in the form of a dream, a thought, a pain. So God does reply to man. You just have to listen. Hakshev Yov. Listen. And Shmali, and also listen to what I still have to say, and I still have answers for your claims. So if you'll be silent, I will continue talking. Point number one, you said God doesn't talk. God does talk. God might not talk in the way that you want Him to talk, but God does talk to us. He sends us messages in our lives. It's a question of whether we are attuned to them. And this answer is in line with what the Torah tells us, that when afflictions come on a person, then he has to take note. And he may not attribute them to coincidence. We were told in last week's parsha in Baal Osra, when there's war, so then you blow the trumpets, and then we do tshuva, and we turn back to God. When things are happening, we stop and we say, wait a second, this is a message to us. Do we wake up at the first hint of a warning sign? Do we wake up when it's worse? That's up to us. So, Hakshev Yov, all you have to do is listen, Yov. It's not that God isn't talking. It's a question of, are you willing to hear Him in your life? And listen up, Yov, because I've got more to tell. Im yesh milin hashiveni. If you have an answer for me, so then answer me. I'm listening. Daber ki chafatzti tzadikecha, and I want to hear what you have to say, because the truth is that I simply want to vindicate you. I want to show your innocence. I want things to be good for you. So say anything that's in your heart. I'm listening. Whatever you have to say, I will answer you, because I want to put you on the right path. I want to help you figure things out. I don't want you to leave your thoughts in your heart and disagree with me. I want us to come to an agreement, and I don't want you to have these fallacious attitudes. Ki chafatzti tzadikecha. I want you to be in the just philosophically. And right now I think you're in error. Your perception of God is in error, and your philosophies of life are in error. So if you disagree with me on a point, you're doing me no favor by being silent. Im yesh milin, if you have words to say, hashiveni, answer me. Daber, speak up, Yov, ki chafatzti tzadikecha. My desire is to straighten you out, to help you be righteous. Im ayin, and if you have no answer for what I've said so far, ata shimalihi, then I want you to listen, and I will continue teaching you. Be silent and I'll teach you wisdom. So Elihu told him, I am human like you, and you asked that a human being answer you, someone who you don't have to be scared of. You said, I wish someone would only answer me without fear, that we could have a conversation. So I'm here instead of God. I'm willing to answer you. And you complained, why doesn't God give me any answers? Well, God does give you an answer. There are answers throughout our lives, but it's not an answer that's given with speech, it's given with an indication. So, you do tshuva and things will be better. He didn't say you do tshuva, things will be better, but he did say in the long run, God wants you to give your light in the world to come, and I'm willing to answer any questions you have. And he hasn't asked anything. So Vayan Elihu Vayomar. Eov is coming to answer his question about reward and punishment. We finished the point of how come God doesn't reveal to man what he's done wrong. So Elihu said, God does reveal to man what he's done wrong. Now on to the point of reward and punishment. Elihu continues, Shimu chachamim milai. Listen, wise men, to my words. He's turning back to the friends who had been present and he didn't agree with what they had to say. So now he's saying, listen here. You are wise, but listen to what I have to say. V'yode'im ha'azinu li. And you who know, I know you're knowledgeable, but I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. Ki ozen milin tivchan, for the ear can discern between different noises. It could discern who's saying what. V'cheich yit'am le'echol, just as the palate tastes which food is fitting. So too, wise men hear people's words and they discern what's worth listening to and what's not. So listen to what I have to say and you discern. And this is where we'll pick up as Hashem next time. Yeah.